Terry Spence with us this morning, head of the Police Federation here. Morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. There are two very senior politicians listening to this right now, Terry, who I'm about to speak to, Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly, also Unionist Party leader Mike Nesbitt. What message do you send them? What do you say to them?
Well, what I'm going to say is that we are appealing to all of our politicians to work together to try and resolve this issue, and certainly in the interim period until such times as the Special Envoy for the United States, Richard Haass, completes his task, which I understand will be the beginning of 2014. So we're calling upon the Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, who is, of course, ultimately responsible for national security in this part of the UK, to call upon the five leaders of the main political parties and for her to persuade them that they must insist on loyal orders and Republican organisations and other protesters that there must be a moratorium on all of these contentious parades and protests for at least 6 months to give all of us a breathing space so that we can move forward. I can tell you that having spoken to many of our officers who've been injured over the last 3 or 4 days, that we can't go on the way we are currently. The police service is stretched and quite evidently the number of casualties that have been sustained is totally and absolutely disgraceful and unjustified, and we cannot continue to deliver in the way in which we have over the last 18 months in particular, with an ever-decreasing establishment figure within the police service of Northern Ireland.
But of course, you're going to have to continue to deliver, Terry Spence. You know that, and that's what will happen. No matter what you say, if the politicians fail, the police will be left to take the brunt of it.
Well, and I'm quite aware of that, and that's why I've said consistently that we need at least another 1,000 police officers to ensure that we can meet the volatility and the public order situation that our officers experience almost on a nightly basis in many parts of Northern Ireland. And it's very, very clear that we cannot continue to sustain that attrition rate that has been experienced by my colleagues since July of last year. I mean, over 500 officers have been injured. That is about 15% of all of our frontline officers in Northern Ireland. That just cannot go on, and yet the size of the service continues to contract. So something has to give, and that's why we're calling upon our political leaders to come forward and agree a way forward as an interim measure, which would effectively be a moratorium on all contentious parades to give us
But be real, Terry. Who's going to define contentious? There would be another argument over that, and there would be protests about the protests about what is and isn't contentious.
Well, that's a matter for the Secretary of State and those five political leaders to thrash out. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate as to what should and should not be a contentious parade, but what I'm absolutely clear about is that this just cannot go on, Stephen. Our officers are out there. They continue to act in a very courageous manner.
Do you think the police are being left...
Their tenacity is without question.
Do you think the police are being hung out to dry, Terry?
If you look at the violence that was directed towards the police lines over the weekend period, it's very clear that they were faced with the utmost provocation and ferocity of violence that any police service would experience in the Western world. And I think the people, the peace and law-abiding people of Northern Ireland are totally and absolutely fed up with the entire nonsense. And I think that people who live in the interface areas also deserve to have a break from this for 6 months. And it's also very clear that the ordinary, decent people who go about their everyday business that want nothing to do with a lot of these contentious parades, they deserve a break from all of this as well. And that's why our political leaders need to show just that leadership.